We will now take questions for Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 98 Ford Performance Ford, who is the NASCAR Xfinity Series Sunoco Rookie of the Year this season. Anyone have a question for Chase? Okay, Greg, thank you.
Chase, Greg Engel, Auto Week. Grade your season. I mean, Rookie of the Year, that's not something to hang your head about. So how can you carry this momentum into next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I had to rate it on a 1 to 10 scale, I'd say like a 6.5. I felt like, you know, beginning of the year, I just kind of struggled to understand what I needed in these race cars and truthfully how to drive them in the feel I was looking for. Just struggled to find the biggest thing was I couldn't feel the right rear ever. And as the season went on, we kind of switched from trying to say do what Harvick ran the year before and what Cole was running and just tried to build more of a setup to what I felt better about. And, you know, Iowa was really the first race that we decided to do that, and that was the race we won. And it seemed like from then on out we were a serious contender every week. So I felt like the second half of the year was a lot better than the first half of the year. But, you know, we definitely – you know, looking back at these playoffs especially, I felt like we could have realistically won 3 or 4 of the races and just weird stuff happened. You know, the Kansas deal, the Roval was one where I felt like I could have maybe ran down Allmendinger, Dover. You know, I think we led the most laps and just didn't catch a caution. Then tonight, just getting into the walls. So, yeah, I think, you know, the end of the year was definitely better than the first part of the year. But overall, we definitely have a lot more to improve on, and I can get way better as a driver, I feel like. Thank you.
All right, Jordan, go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Have you been told by Stewart Haas Racing that you'll be back in the 98 car for next year?
Not yet. I know they're still working on trying to find funding to make it happen, but as of right now, I don't have anything. So obviously, it was wanting to try to win the race tonight. I feel like if I did that, it would have made everything a lot easier, but I feel like we showed speed, and I feel like, you know, if we do get to go back next year, I feel like we could be serious championship contenders, and hopefully they can and we can work together and try to figure something out. But yeah, right now, we're still working on it.
Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's day by day right now. I think, you know, one day is a lot better looking than the other. But, yeah, I think, you know, I feel like I've proved enough this year that, you know, if they want me bad enough, they're going to find a way to make it happen. So I just got to go out there. And I felt like I said, the second half of the year, I proved that I deserve to be here. And hopefully I showed enough in their eyes.
Okay, Chris.
NightCatchUns.com. Chase, if you got in caution there, do you think you had something for the win? Because that was an impressive rebound after getting the flat tire.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, honestly, when the green flag pit stop came, I came out right behind Allgaier and Gragson, and I think I lost 3.5 seconds to Reddick just trying to race those guys. And if you take that away, I think, you know, towards the last probably 10, actually probably the last 20 laps, I think I was like 8 seconds back. I knew I wasn't going to catch him, so I tried to just save my stuff. And I think if I could have got around Allgaier and Noah quicker, then I could have definitely potentially reeled him in. You know, caution, I felt like, would have for sure benefited me, but it would have hurt the double zero. They were out of tires because of that loose wheel. So he would have, you know, ran dead last because he would have had no tires left. So, you know, I definitely was wanting a caution, but for the big picture for them, I was hoping that we didn't get a caution. It was weird. I felt like our car was really good. Not necessarily at the beginning of the run, but as soon as it moved all the way to the wall, about 15 laps in, I felt like that's when I started getting really good. So it just depended on when the caution would have came, if I would have had anything for him, and obviously the pit stop.
All right, Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Chase, you and Reddick both come from dirt backgrounds. How much does that help you to ride the rim here? I mean, we've seen Larson do it. It just seems like it's part of your, you know, part of the tools that you guys have accumulated over the years.
Yeah, I think I really don't know. Obviously, this place is really slick. You're sliding around, but it sounds weird. I feel like a lot of guys that grow up racing pavement, they're obviously not used to running the wall or the cushion or anything. And when you get that close to the wall, the buffer there feels like a cushion in a way. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you're running the wall, it's all about how high you enter. And the closer you can get to hitting it on entry, the faster you're going to go. And I think a lot of guys just struggle to have the confidence to drive in right on the wall. And you almost essentially try to hit it. And then eventually it catches you. So I think, you know, just the, you know, a couple of variations with how slick it is, I feel like helps dirt guys just because we're used to throttle control here and you're kind of always on the edge. And then just, you know, it felt like I was running a cushion in a dirt car. You know, if you get out a little bit too far with the back end, you just kind of try to drive it to the wall to straighten you back out and vice versa. So I think that's a lot of it. Just we're used to running on the wall. We're used to running a cushion. And I think the biggest thing is just, I don't want to say we don't have any fear just because of that, but I feel like truthfully a lot of the guys struggle to have the confidence to drive in on the wall where we're just kind of used to it. Thank you.
All right, Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport and Sprint Car and Midget. One of my questions already got asked, so I've still got two. For you, you said there were a lot of things that you felt like you guys could have done better this year. What do you hope to improve on, you know, should you get the opportunity to be back in 2020?
I think just, you know, the one thing we got to do better, we did a lot better job at the end of the year, but at the beginning of the year, was just practicing good and starting the race good. We kind of struggled the first two stages, and by the end, we were always right there, but we kind of struggled the first two stages and just unloading, and I think a lot of that comes from just me having more confidence in what I'm doing and kind of knowing the feel of what to expect, so I think that'll get better. But and then the other thing I think is just executing at the end of the races, just not making mistakes. Obviously, some of the stuff was kind of out of our control this year, but, you know, perfect example tonight. Felt like I was probably the best car on the fence, and I get by Cole for third, and that was my first, you know, lap with pretty clean air, so I tried driving in just a little bit farther, and I got in the wall and cost us to where we had to go all the way to the back and try to fight back. So just limited mistakes, trying to execute at the end of these races when we're in position. That'd probably be the main thing. And then I got to get way better at green flag pit stops. I don't have a ton of experiences in general doing it. You know, this week we didn't even have an opportunity to practice it because of how short practice was, but you know, just little things like that. I feel like I'm definitely getting beat at right now. I feel like my restarts are good and you know, battling guys. I feel a lot better about side draft and everything. It's just green flag pit stops and little things like that that can lose you a race. I feel like I really struggle with.
And, yeah, I know you're still working on 2020 on the stock car side, but you did have a little bit of good news this week on social. Talk a little bit about the sponsor deal you've got coming for December and January with the Midget.
Yeah, really excited about that. Obviously, if anybody watched the Eldora Truck Race, we had Di-Edge, CNC Tooling parts on the car. So I was talking to those guys. They're based out of Mooresville, North Carolina. They make a CNC cutting tool. And first we just started talking about, hey, could you maybe make me some titanium parts for my Chili Bowl car? And they started, you know, yeah, absolutely, we could do that, no problem. What about doing some money stuff, too, to help you get along? And so we started talking, and, you know, honestly, I think within 2 weeks of first starting the conversation, they had struck up a deal to do the Gateway Dirt Race and the Chili Bowl. So really excited to do that. We're actually going to do a photo shoot and a video shoot with the car next weekend or next Monday, and then go test out at Millbridge. So excited to see how it is. It's, you know, last year I didn't run my own stuff, and this year I'm going back to running my own stuff. So I feel like I've made it a lot better since – you know, we've made the Chili Bowl in my own stuff, but haven't ran great in the main race. So hopefully now with all of our improvements, we can run a lot better.
All right. We'll take our final questions from Jim and Chris. Jim, go ahead.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. I was just wondering, over this past year in particular, how comfortable do you feel now as a driver on asphalt stock cars to that you would definitely see yourself having an extended career?
Yeah, I think, you know, I finally feel like I'm to the point where I have experience. You know, at the beginning of this year, I kept saying how Cole had more Xfinity starts than I did even pavement starts. And I feel like now after running a full season, I finally have to where I can at least say I've been to every racetrack, where going into this year, I hadn't even done that. So I feel like I've proved myself enough. And, you know, what short time I've been here to have four wins, it's not where I want to be, but it's better than no wins. So I feel like I've proven I can do it in the right equipment. So yeah, I feel like I'll be here in some capacity. I mean, I definitely want to do it in the best top-notch race cars I can be in, just because, you know, I do it to win. Obviously I got to make a living, but I do it to win first and foremost. But I do feel like I could always fall back and do other things, but my main priority is being in race winning equipment.
All right, Chris,
you ready to get married now?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks away. So, it's definitely coming up quick. It seems like just yesterday when I obviously proposed, so it'll definitely be here before you know it. Got the banquet first, so got to get all dressed up for that. And then following weekend, go get married.
What does it mean to have, like, Marissa, though, her support?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, I've never really been in a position where I've had that. And to now, perfect examples last week and even the Kansas deal, I'm frustrated. And, you know, I get to go home and kind of vent to her. And she's there to obviously try to turn it to positive. So it's definitely nice to have that. And I'm sure there's going to be many more frustrations coming from the racetrack for her to deal with. But, yeah, it's really good that, you know, I've been able to have that. She's awesome, and it's definitely been a life-changing thing for me to meet her.
All right, Chase. Congratulations on winning Rookie of the Year honors, and we thank you for spending some time with us.